Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to take 1,000 steps after dinner. By aiming to get some physical activity in the evening, you can completely change the dynamic of what is often a low energy time of day. I know that a great many before breakfast listeners exercise, well, before breakfast. And that is wonderful. Mornings are a great time for getting stuff done. And if you exercise first thing, it can boost your energy for the rest of the day. But unfortunately, many of us have a tendency to do our workouts and then not move at all after that. This is especially true if we are working from home and the commute from our home offices to the kitchen is about 20 steps. We eat dinner. We supervise homework. We do any kid bedtime routines. And then we settle down in front of the TV. We feel, much of the time, like we don't have a whole lot of energy for anything else. Over time, all this evening time seems to blend together. Was Tuesday different from Wednesday? Who even knows? Weekday evenings are what they are, but one simple change can help shake things up. Aim to walk at least 1,000 steps after dinner. This really isn't that much. It's half a mile, maybe 10 minutes or so. But by making this small habit tweak, you can reshape the evenings. This happens in several ways. First, to log those steps, you might wind up going outside. And that's a great idea for those of us going into the summer season just now, when the evenings are longer and lighter. Go see the world. It's especially a treat if you've been in an office all day. This habit can also produce more evening family time. If you have kids, you can get them out with you. An evening bike ride or scooter ride around the block will get everyone out and moving. Little ones can go in strollers. A teen or preteen might be willing to go for an individual walk with a parent. A great way to score a little time together, and maybe break up the homework too. Activity tends to produce its own energy. If we are sitting around vegging, it can be hard to do anything. But if you decide to get up and move, you will feel more energetic. Crazy, but true. Now, I am not talking about running a full marathon after dinner. While evening exercise turns out not to have the negative sleep effects people once thought it did, I do know that the day has been long. And you may have run your marathon before breakfast. But a gentle stroll is easy enough, and this can add just a little more physical activity to the total. You will probably sleep better. And you'll spend a little less time motionless in front of screens. Things can happen while you are out and about walking that make the day more memorable. This is a lot of upside for a very small commitment. So why not aim to get 1,000 steps tonight? If it feels good and it makes your evening better, then you could try for every night. It is a great way to celebrate summer. We'll see if it's worth sticking with in dark winter blizzards. But for now, why not? In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.